Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Popular delusions and the madness of presidents. I don't think Mr. McKay's been dead.
I think I may have mistitled it.
Mr. McKay's been dead 150 years. I don't think he'd mind. So, okay, now bring us.
I don't want to encroach on titles that some people may have copyrighted.
Exactly, trademarked. Exactly. So, okay, bring us forward a little bit.
Sure. Well, then the airplane is a classic, and Anita and I told this story with great care because it's a wonderful story. The idea here was that if you don't subsidize the airplane, the Europeans will invent it, and then they may come over and drop bombs on it. And so we subsidized the guy we thought had the best chance to develop the airplane, Samuel Langley. And Langley was head of the Smithsonian Institution. He had already flown a model airplane, a small one, and it showed he could fly that. And he'd written a book on aerodynamics, and so we gave him funding for two flights over the Potomac, and they both crashed into the Potomac.
Oh,
he had a theory that you catapult, you get a houseboat on the Potomac, and you launch it like a rubber band, you know, big band, and you shoot it out there, and then that propulsion plus the engine will keep it going. Well, it failed miserably, and 9 days after the second failure, the Wright brothers, two bicycle mechanics,
without a nickel of money from anybody else,
made the first flight days after.
Folks, these are truths. This is reality. The government has a role to play in our lives. But it needs to play a lot smaller role in our lives than it's playing. It's encroaching on our lives, and we've got to figure out how to make it smaller. That's all there is to it. Tintail, stay with us. Walk, Don't Run, 64. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom. Bert Folsom, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Yes, at bertfolsom.com. I have a blog, www.bertfolsom.com.
And Bert, as you know, is professor of history at Hillsdale College, the author of a number of books. Don't forget New Deal or Raw Deal, and also FDR Goes to War. The new book is called Uncle Sam Can't Count. Give us the subtitle, Bert.
Yes, A History of Failed Government Investments Beaver Pelts to Green Energy.
Exactly.
And that, of course, is the latest.
That brings us in our last segment to President Obama. And you could have written a book on his failed policies like this, can't you?
Yes. He's a big believer that government is the initiator of economic development. And the history has shown nothing but failure when the government tries to get involved in economic development.
But that's not his ideology. That's not his worldview. And so tell us about some of his misadventures.
Right. Well, some of these now, other presidents, we have to bring the Bushes and Nixon.
Right. No. Yeah, we've been equal opportunity dissers here. But
we're equal opportunity critics of subsidies. Mm-hmm. The ethanol is one of the big ones. And that one is, I think, Jim, such a disaster because it has been political right from the start. Archer Daniels Midland with Dwayne Andreas has been funding politicians. He sneaked $1,100 bills into Nixon's candidacy in 1972.
Yeah, this is part of the oligarchy that I've been talking a lot about in the last few years, Bert. This is all part of the oligarchy where Americans are getting hosed by the relationship between big money and our government. And it's still going on. Bert, it's still going on right now to this moment.
It is, but that's why we've got to cut it out, because there's an assumption that if government gets involved, they will make something good better.
Yeah. And
that's not worse.
That's not a myth, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lie.
Right. It almost never works that way. But of course, the politicians like it because they can get votes through their subsidies.
But the classic example, I just want to make sure we get these on the record now. The classic example is President Obama, the poster child for this, for President Obama's beaver pelt episode, comparing to George Washington and the road for Jefferson and the railroad for Lincoln. His misadventure, the poster child, is Solyndra.
Solyndra, we have a lot of, on the book. Because
half a
Solyndra
billion dollars.
Half a billion dollars. Yeah. And it was a waste. They never had a chance.
They knew. Now, to be fair, this began under Bush. But the Bush administration refused to fund the money because they could see, apparently they could see that the thing wasn't going to work and the company was in trouble. And the Obama administration went ahead with it. And within months of giving them the money, they went bankrupt.
They did, and they were contributors to the Obama presidency.
There you go. See, now this is a different thing, isn't it? Now, when we're talking about pay for play, that's different, isn't it? Than just a misadventure into subsidies.
Right. It's almost then begins to look like a calculated corruption.
Right.
And the problem, I think, is not only does it bankrupt the country. And we've spent a huge amount on this. It leads to intervention in other areas that then we lose money, and it produces a demoralization on the American people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.